I walked through the middle of the block and I looked at both sides of the street. It was gone. And I didn't want to break down in the street and cry because it was gone. The history was gone.
They got the people out. Then they tore the whole thing down and built expensive housing.
In the 1950s and 60s, the federal government forced 300,000 families from their homes.
The human tragedy is incalculable.
This is the story of the destruction and survival of one community. Philip Peyton Jr. wanted to end residential segregation in New York City.
Peyton was the premier black realtor of the day.
In 1905, he began buying and leasing buildings on West 99th and 98th Streets, two all-white blocks on Manhattan's Upper West Side. Then he rented apartments to blacks.
Blacks were saying, why shouldn't they have the opportunity to rent there in this aristocratic part of the city?
West 99th and 98th Streets, between Columbus Avenue and Central Park West, became home to a community of musicians and writers. Arturo Schomburg lived on 99th Street along with James Weldon Johnson and Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday came in town. Everybody was, just to see her come in, you know, with her glamorous self and if she's in show business, you know.
Many families stayed on West 99th and 98th Streets for generations.
My grandfather came from South Carolina to 99th Street. I was born there in 99th Street, so that's all we ever knew was 99th Street.
I started thinking about 99th Street and trying to see how many people that I remembered that lived in those houses. My parents were married in 29 West 99th Street, February 5th, 1914.
Eyes watching you. You could go down the street and you could count on my Aunt Dee being in her top floor window looking out the window.
I better not do nothing. And by the time I got home, my mother knew about it because somebody done told my mother.
I really believe anybody that lived in West 99th and West 98th Street loved it. And when we had to move, we were just devastated.
In 1949, President Truman signed the National Housing Act, creating a federal program called Urban Renewal.
This vast, unprecedented federal housing program gave cities the power of eminent domain. Substantial areas of the city were taken from the owner.
The goal was to replace chaotic old neighborhoods with planned communities.
What was once a run-down, dying section of the great city of New York has been recreated.
Talk to people about urban renewal. Oh, what a great thing we're doing for the poor people.
The slum means disease and crime. The new projects mean health and happiness.
West 99th and 98th Streets were declared a slum in 1951, and everyone living there was told they'd have to leave.
There are definitions of slums, you know, the income level of the families. But while these people were poor, that didn't mean that they had a bad life, as long as they had their neighborhood.
Everybody was aiming for the same thing. Everybody would finish school, get a good job, help support your parents, you know, get married, have a family. It was togetherness that I cannot explain to you any more the better than what I'm doing.
At 13, I'm looking forward to all these things that my older siblings had experienced, and we had to move. There is a space in my life right now that's missing because of that move.
The new housing was to be built not by the government, but by private companies handpicked by the city.
For the first time in history, the city could condemn a piece of property and turn it over to a private individual.
Robert Moses, who was head of New York's Slum Clearance Committee, had the power to pick and choose which companies got the condemned land.
They would take over these large chunks of incredibly valuable real estate. Imagine real estate in Manhattan.
He gave it out as political favors to his allies in the Democratic Party.
All of the contracts came through the political clubs. They gave them to their friends who were builders or realtors or phony corporations.
West 99th and 98th Streets and four surrounding blocks were sold for a token sum to a group of local Democratic Party apparatchiks. 5 years later, the original buildings were only partially torn down.
There might have been a couple of houses people were still living in. There were some diehards, they wouldn't move.
We had no heat, no hot water. We still stayed till it became an emergency and they had to get us out of there.
Why did you keep staying?
That was our home. I couldn't understand why they wanted to tear my home down. It was not a slum.
I tell people I never left the old neighborhood. That is my village. That's my village. When I was young, it was painful.
My man. Okay.
And I got past that, and I think most of us did, by remembering what was good. And the older I get, the stronger that feeling gets.
I feel pretty sad when I go by now. So many memories.
Oh, and they said it would last.
That's right.
We laugh about it, but yet it's a sad feeling. I feel that something was just taken away from us.